Well, the bottom line for us as an organization is we continue, towards our goal to try and win an NBA championship. And in order to do that, we believe that, we have to have players on our team that want to be here and that are going to work hard towards working towards that NBA championship. And, I think in terms of what has led to some of Dwight's decisions, we need to ask him that as to the reasons why, he has made the requests that he's made here recently in terms of being traded, et cetera. But I think for us, the most important thing is that we have to do what's in the best interest of the organization with players who want to be on the Orlando Magic, represent the Orlando community, and, work towards our goal of winning an NBA championship.
And for our listeners that don't know, the talk has been that Dwight Howard is going to hopefully, for him, get traded to the Brooklyn Nets, possibly. At least that's the latest buzz that we're hearing, and I understand your position. Well, talk to me a little bit about Rob Hennigan, who has come in as general manager for the Magic. It's our understanding that he came in with the goal of trying to keep Howard on the team.
Rob's goal, again, is to do everything we need to do to put a championship organization together. He's got a very strong approach and vision as to how you do that. It's with players who want to be part of that organization. It's with players that want to work hard, that want to develop their game, that carry themselves with a high level of character in representing the Orlando community. And so everything that he is doing in terms of formulating the future of the organization really points towards that vision and towards that cultural approach to building a basketball operation. The reason why we hired Rob is because of a few things. Number one, he's got a tremendous background with championship-level organizations, grew up in the San Antonio Spurs organization. The last few years has been the assistant general manager in Oklahoma City, and we all know their success in the last few years. And both of those organizations really focus on building their basketball operation in similar fashions, where you do have hardworking players who want to develop their game, who really focus on the concept of team and not individual effort, and players who ultimately want to work hard to improve their game as a team to get towards that approach of winning a championship. And everything that Rob has done in these first few weeks on the job has been focused on creating that type of culture in our basketball operation.
What's your read, Alex Martins, on the morale of the team in the midst of all this transition and turmoil? Tough to keep a group of guys like that focused?
Well, I think a lot of them have been wondering what the direction is going to be like. And one of the very first things that Rob did in his very first day on the job was to call every one of our players and to talk to them about his vision of building a championship organization and to talk to them about the manner in which it had been done in San Antonio and Oklahoma City. And see, the other thing, about Rob and our approach in hiring Rob is, we want to build sustainable success. We don't want to go, through these peaks and valleys, every 4 or 5 years in terms of success and then, having to rebuild again. And that's what San Antonio and Oklahoma City have proven to be able to do, is to have long-term sustainable success, with the program and the plan that they've developed. And so Rob, had a conversation with every one of our players about that. And the fact that, we're in it to build a championship organization for the long term. And all of our players have gotten comfortable with Rob, I believe, and, certainly is, he's had discussions with the players who have been on our team as well as those we've acquired through the draft recently. There's a lot of excitement about the future of the organization from a player standpoint.
Do you think that means less focus on building a successful team around, say, a star player or just a few key players?
I think it's a strategy that really focuses on team and focusing on the fact that everybody on the team has their role and not necessarily a star player that's going to drive, the process that, on any given night, any one of our players, should be prepared to be the star and to carry the team, depending upon the situation. It is a more balanced approach, I guess I would say, as opposed to centered around one key player. So in that regard, yes, it's a bit of a strategy shift and a different way to compose your roster, looking for the different types of players that can complement each other, as opposed to looking for the players that you put around a superstar type player.